Elise sets to work laying the traps out in long transects. It's not easy work. The vines are thick and the logs are slippery with moss. How nice it would be, she thinks, if she were a small creature, could use the vines as tracks and race along them, oblivious to the thorns. Simply set her feet around them. Each trap is a steel box with a triggered plate door. She baits them with a teaspoon of beef mince, oats, and peanut butter, and sets them where she thinks the animals will be, though she's really just guessing. Vine ends and buttress roots. And then the sun dips, and the forest, which seems to have been waiting, begins to come alive. Rustling, scuffling noises in the leaf litter, the eerie child cry of catbirds, pigeon woolapaloo, flickers of movement at the corner of her sight. A yellow-wattled brush turkey follows her, curious. She stands and listens. The rainforest is beautiful in the way that the inside of the body is beautiful, and frightening and unknowable. She thinks of the sparrow, now skin, nothing more, not even a memory of flying. William, her son, empty. These are the things she can't answer, can't fathom. This space between physics and philosophy and poetry, between all the cells in her body. What holds her together when she's nothing but atoms? By the time she's back in the truck, windows steaming up, it's black and moonless, and her stomach twists with hunger. Not hunger. She examines the map, marked with blue ink, and though she should head back the way she came, she's impatient. There's a shortcut, a track that runs through the rainforest that will get her home sooner. She forgot to bring food, and her clothes smell of mints. A sweet, coppery scent. She's hungry for meat. Elise doesn't like the too dark drive. The forest hunches over the track with long claws and tall black hats, and she imagines things in the periphery of her headlights. Quick, wispy things. Her headlights sweep up and down as she maneuvers the truck over rocks and roots, catching the eyeshine of spiders and other unknown creatures. She doesn't like how this is going, but it's too late to turn back. It would be hours now if she turned around. Her hands and hamstrings ache with the controlling. She needs food and to be out of this dark. But the hill ahead is perilously steep and deep, soft sand, and the truck, even in its lowest gear, slows up the rise, wheels spinning until forward momentum stops, and the truck sinks back and will not go. Elise reverses down and tries again, accelerates hard, and doesn't make it. Reverses further, a running start, and no. It occurs to her that the problem is traction. So she leaves the truck running, headlights on for light, and drags whatever branches she can find across the track, 10 of them ladder-like up the hill. This time, yes, the tires grip, the engine strains, the top of the hill grows closer. Elise leans forward, as though her own weight might make the difference. Come on, come on, come on, she shouts, and the truck angles over the crest of the hill, and she screams in triumph. And then a bang, clear as a bullet. The truck lurches and does not move.